He came for us. I want to make just a comment about that, what it means that he came for us. And I want to do that in a different way with a different piece of scripture that doesn't usually get shared at Christmas time. But I want to first ask you a question about what it means that Jesus came. And I want to ask this question to try and get us thinking about what it means that Jesus came. So, Steve, if you want to bring my PowerPoint up here, I want to ask you a question. I guess I should have said I used Mr., but I guess maybe you think you're Mrs. Fix-It. I'm sorry. Do you think you are Mr. Fix-It? If I asked your significant other, do they think they're Mr. or Mrs. Fix-It and they can fix everything? I don't know. Do you? Do you think you can? Are you somebody that thinks, I can fix it, I don't need to call anybody to do it, I can do it all myself? Raise your hand. If that's you. Some of you are raising their hand for them because that's what they think. Some of them think they can do anything. They think they're MacGyver. You just need some duct tape. If you don't notice, MacGyver's holding a missile right there. He just needs some duct tape. You think you can fix anything. I worked at a bed and breakfast for about 8 years, and my boss, maybe you've heard this said before, my boss used to say that he's a jack of all trades, master of none. He could do just about anything, but he would never say that he's the master of any trade. He could fix just about anything. We'll find out how many of you are Mr. or Mrs. Fix-It, because you're guaranteed to have bought something for Christmas for your child, and it's going to break like an hour later, and they're going to come to you and say, can you fix this? And some of you think you're Mr. Fix-It. You think you're MacGyver. You think all you need is some duct tape. And really what happens is, fix it yourself, they said. It'll save money, they said. That's like a hot water heater. It blew up in that person's room. Is that you? Maybe that's you. You think you can fix it. Maybe that's what your spouse is saying. That's them. They think they can fix it. Maybe you're like this guy. Small problem. Fix it yourself, they said. Just watch the YouTube instructions, they said. He's swimming in his laundry room. He's got water up to his waist because he tried to fix the laundry himself. Is that you? I'll just go on YouTube, watch the video, and I'll fix it. How many of you do that all the time? Watch videos on YouTube and see if you can fix things. Your car is probably evidence of that happening. I remember bungee cording my friend's bumper on the car and figuring out how to do that. I guess I'm kind of like this. I try at least to fix as much as I can. I don't know if I think I can fix anything. But this is kind of like, this is life. We try and do it ourselves, but there's some things we just can't fix ourselves. And whether you like it or not, there's some things, I'm telling you tonight, you just can't fix it yourself, and it's okay. Listen to your spouse. Call that plumber. Call that electrician. Call that person instead of trying to do it yourself. We know that we can't fix it ourselves. Our kids come to us because they ask us to fix it. If there's an issue in my house, that's what happens. Somebody comes and says, Daddy, can you fix this? And I try my best to fix it, and my girls are 8 and 4, and so they probably think I can fix just about anything. I pretend I can, but then I call somebody and say, hey, I messed this up. My lights aren't turning on. I had to call an electrician, somebody in the church, because I couldn't get my switches to work anymore. I can't fix everything, and none of us can fix everything, and there's people that can help us. If there's an issue at your house, you call somebody, and they come and help you fix it. They're an expert. They're trained. They do this for a living, and they try and fix things for other people. We try and do that also for one another. Have you ever tried to fix somebody up with someone else? Were you fixed up with somebody else? And how did that work out for you? We do it all the time. We try and fix things. Are you one of those people that tries to fix other people and fix all their problems? I my personality type is a problem solver, so I try and do that. And after I've been married 10 years, after 10 years, it's not about fixing the problem. It's just about listening, okay? It's just about listening. You have to listen. It's not about fixing the problem. But we try and do that a lot. But The reality is, we see it in our own life all the time, we can't fix everything. And the reality is, we can't fix ourselves either. There's times in our lives where we need somebody else to help us because we just can't fix it. And there's oftentimes, I'm talking about things in our houses, stuff like that, but when it comes to relationships, it's really hard to fix them by yourself all the time. A very good friend of mine is a marriage and family therapist down in Lancaster County, and he sees lots of people that have come to him and basically have confessed to him, we've tried to fix it ourselves, we just can't do it. And he tries to help them see, okay, so you're just like everybody else in this world. We all need help sometimes because we can't fix all of our own problems. The very people you're probably going to be hanging out with, or you were hanging out with today, or you'll see you on Christmas, or the very people that you intentionally go to in your life when you need help with something, when you can't fix something, and you have that trusted friend that you go to and say, I just can't fix this. People that struggle with depression go through this all the time. They think if they just do this and this and this, they can get better by themselves, and they shut themselves off to other people. And the very thing that they need to get better, they've convinced themselves is the very thing I want to stay away from. Because we think we can fix ourselves, and we can't. And there's no shame in going to counseling and have somebody else look at your lives and say, can you give me some help? We can't fix this problem. Because sometimes it takes somebody like that to look into your life and say, well, have you thought about this? And you both say, well, no, we really hadn't. Because we're not even made to be able to fix everything by ourselves. That's why when we have holidays like this and celebrations and things like that, we always get together with other people. We have office parties and parties for the company and different gatherings at Christmas, and you probably were at a gathering tonight and you'll be at a gathering tomorrow, and we do all these things with all these people because we love them, because we're built to be in relationship. And there's times in our lives where God's trying to remind us that we can't fix it all ourselves. And God's saying you don't have to fix it all yourselves. That's why I put these people in your life. And in reality, that's what God was saying at Christmas. This passage out of Galatians is not something out of the New Testament in the Bible. It's not something that is often read at Christmas, but it has a word in there that I think is important for us to know. And one of the things that God is reminding us of at Christmas, it says this. Paul wrote this letter to a church in this city in Galatia, this region. And he said this in it, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. The word that I want to highlight there is found in the previous verse I read, in that God sent forth his son to redeem those under the law, basically saying all of us. God sent his son to redeem all of us, because the problem that we have is in ourselves, and we can't fix ourselves. Maybe you're somebody who has tried to fix yourself, and you've often been left burned because you just can't do it. You're exhausted trying to do it. Maybe you're exhausted trying to fix somebody else's relationship, something that's going on in your family, friends that you have. And the reality is, we can't fix all of our problems. And God knew that. And God knew we couldn't fix all of our problems, so he sent his son to fix it for us, to redeem us. Jesus coming is God saying, I know you can't fix yourselves, and I've just described to you all the reasons why we know we can't fix ourselves. I can't even fix my light switch. How am I going to fix all the issues I got going on in my life? And God says, you don't have to fix it all yourselves. And he puts people in your lives to remind you, hey, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to fix it all yourself. And he sent his son Jesus to remind us You can't fix yourselves because the problem is in here. It's in your heart. But I've solved that heart issue. I've solved that problem. It's called Christmas Day. And I've fixed that problem. And though that problem isn't perfect, although those issues are still there, you have an opportunity at redemption. You don't have to try and fix you because God's done it. And now you don't have to be that slave anymore, Paul says, to the law. We could say to whatever's going on in our life, I don't have to be a slave to that guilt anymore. I don't have to be a slave to that anger anymore, that arrogance or pride in my life. I don't have to be a slave to the shame I feel. I don't have to be a slave to my past anymore because God has fixed it. God has redeemed it. And tomorrow morning, we'll celebrate that redemption. God does that because he wanted to show us his love. God puts people in our lives. He gives us relationships to remind us of his love. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to fix us. He sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. We can try as hard as we want to fix ourselves, and it's never going to happen. Because I know I've tried as hard as I could to fix stuff I thought I could fix, and I end up calling somebody and saying, I need some help. I know I've had stuff going on in my own life that I had to call somebody and say, hey, I cannot fix this. Can you help me out? And God says to us on Christmas, I know you can't fix yourself, but you don't have to. You don't have to keep spinning your wheels trying to. You can believe in that Jesus Christ has offered himself as an atoning sacrifice. He gave himself for us. Does it mean that we're all perfect? Does it mean that this world is perfect? No, it doesn't. But as I said to the kids, God made a promise. He made a promise a long time ago that he would send his Son. And he made a promise again. And Jesus made a promise and said he's going to come back. And Jesus said, when I come back again, I'm going to fix things for good. All the stuff we see, it's going to disappear. All the problems, the anger, the guilt, the wars, all those things that you see out there in that world that are tragic, Jesus says, I'm going to fix that for good. And we celebrate Christmas every single year, and we'll keep doing it every single year until Jesus comes back again. And so tomorrow morning when you wake up, you can remember that God has fixed us. God has sent his Son to fix us. And when you're trying to fix that toy, it just won't go back together. It's okay. You can't fix everything. And it's okay. You don't have to fix everything. God sent his Son for us to tell us, you don't have to fix it yourself. It's okay. You can trust that Jesus Christ has atoned for our sin. Jesus Christ has redeemed us. And now God has called us his sons and his daughters. Let's pray. God, thank you for this time of year in which we celebrate Christmas, in which we celebrate you breaking into human history, coming to this earth, Lord God, living the life that we couldn't live and dying on our behalf and rising again and promising to come back again, Lord, and fix things for good. We thank you for that promise, Lord God. And God, as we will sing Silent Night here and Joy to the World, and we'll hear those words and those familiar carols, and we'll walk out these doors and go back to our homes and get ready for Christmas Day, Lord, I pray we would remember that promise that you've given to us, that because of your love for us, you have sent your Son, Jesus Christ, that we don't have to try and fix ourselves, that we can put our faith and our trust in you and find freedom in that and be called a son and a daughter of yours. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.